Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yimoya, Rav David Svi ben Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma, daf Tes, which includes probably one of the most famous Gemaras in all of Shas about why the base of Batei Migdash were destroyed. Let's pick it up from three lines in the bottom in Chesem and Beis. Says the Gemara, we're going to quote something pretty random, just connected to the Parhedrin that we just mentioned, the ministers of the king who would set the prices on the various foods. Tanan Hasa, we learned in a Mishnah in Dumai. Usually, any person who purchases Dumai is stuff that you're not sure whether Trumas or Mises were taken off of it. You bought it from a Am Haaretz, you're not sure whether you took off. So generally speaking, if you purchase this stuff, you have to do it. Nevertheless, Hanachtomin, the bakers that purchased wheat from an Am Haaretz in order to bake bread and sell it in the marketplace, Lochivu Osen Chachamim Lahafrish Ela Chumas Maiser V'chala. The rabbis did not require them to be Mafrish Maiser Shanin, bring it up to Shalayim. They were not Chayiv to be Mafrish Truma Gedola, Maiser Rishon, Maiser Ani. Rather, Ella Trumas Maiser, the only things they had to be Mafrish were Trumas Maiser and Chala. We'll see why in a second. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Truma Gedola, Lo. I understand why the bakers did not have to be Mafrish Truma Gedola, because people, generally speaking, the Amei Haaretz were Mafrish Truma Gedola. The Sanyak we learned in a Braisa. Lefi Sheshalach, Yochanan Kohen Gadol. This was, we learned in a Braisa that Yochanan Kohen Gadol sent to check B'chol Gavula Yisrael, to check around to see what the people were doing. Vera She'ein Mafrishin El Truma Gadol Bavad. That the Amei Haaretz, all of them were being Mafrish Truma Gadola. Why is that? I mean, either they were Mafrish, they weren't Mafrish. Why specifically this? So the Rishonim point out two reasons why they were all Mafish Truma Gedola. Number one, it was a very, very, very small amount. We hold Chita Achas Poteres Esakri. You could have an entire field and give one kernel of wheat. And Midoraisa Yoyotze. Midorabanan, the rabbi said, if you're a nice guy, 1/40. If you're a middle guy, 1/50. If you're a miser, 1/60. But either way, Midoraisa, even one Chita. So people, it's not such a big deal. Number two, there's a Chiv Misa. Misa b'dei shamayim for eating it, so they were scared of it. If you eat truma and you're not a kohen, so it's misa b'dei shamayim. So they were scared of this. So for those two reasons, the Bartanur points this out, the Rash and the Rosh point this out. So they were mafrish truma gedola. So I understand why the bakers didn't have to be mafrish truma gedola. Maisa rishon and maisa ani nami lo. I understand why they didn't have to be mafrish maisa rishon and maisa ani for a couple of reasons. Why? Hamotzi michavero olav araya. So the halacha is, we're not sure. It's a suffix mamon. We don't know. Did these people mafrish or not? So when it comes to Maiser Rishon and Maiser Ani, technically speaking, there's a reason to allow you to keep it. Because if you're not sure whether somebody else was mafrish or not, now it's up to the Levi or the Ani has to prove that he didn't get it in order for you to be chayvet. So there's a din on all of Shas. Hamotzi michaver al varai. So as long as you're mafrish it, and you call it that, so now it's a suffix. You don't know whether you owe it or not, because you don't know whether the person you bought it from was mafrish. So you're allowed to keep it al pi halacha. And furthermore, there's no isser achila, right? There's no isser for Yisrael to eat ma'aser rishon. There is an isser for Yisrael to eat truma. That's only a kohen, but there's no isser for Yisrael. So if you're mafrish it, hamotzi mecheil varaya, so technically speaking, you're allowed to keep it. So they were lenient on the bakers. We'll see in a minute. Hamotzi mecheil ol varaya. So therefore they allowed the baker to keep it. Ella. So therefore when it comes to Demai, you don't have to be mafreshit because you could assume in a suffix you're allowed to keep it. Ella, Maiser Sheni, Nifreshu v'nisku v'nichlo b'Yerushalayim. Why didn't they have to separate Maiser Sheni? Because they'd be violating the Isser of eating Maisa Sheni outside Jerusalem. Answer the Gemara, Amar Ula, and this is why the whole story was brought here. Mitoch Sheparhedrin Alalu Choftin Oso. Because these ministers of the king who would set the prices of the foods, they would beat them and push them. Kol Shneimas Archodesh. And there was a new Parhedrin every 12 months, like we just saw in yesterday's daf. So every 12 months, they would beat them. V'omer lem, michu bezol, michu bezol. Sell it for cheap, sell it for cheap. Apparently, they would get a cut from the amount of sales that were happening. So they told them, sell more, sell it for cheap. So they would get a cut. They would beat them. Lo achachu rabbanan. So the profit margin of the bakers was so low that they didn't make it a mafresh and take the ma'aser sheni up to Yerushalayim. And they were allowed to rely on the fact that rov amei haaretz ma'asrin, that most of the amei haaretz really were mafresh trumas and ma'aser. So they didn't force him to do this. Says Gemara, my parhedrin. Who were these parhedrin? Purse. They were the superintendents, the king's appointees who were in charge of buying and selling of the markets, setting the price of the market. Some say it was the treasurer. Let's continue. Amar Rabbi Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So now we're going to go back to the story with the before we do that, just to put one more R in the Tosas, in Tosas Dimaska, Maisa Risha, Maisa Sheni. So Tosas points out, why don't you say Hamotzi Mechaver Ol V'Arayo also for the Chumas Maiser and sell it to the Kohanim. Even the Chumas Maiser, very nice, you don't want to eat it, but it should be yours, you should sell it to the Kohanim. Tosas asks, if you look inside, Tosas Maiser Risha Maiser Oninami. So Tosa says, "Vaha." It's about three lines into the Tosa, towards the end of the line. "Vaha d'lo amrina nami b'trumas ma'aser mafrish avishalo." Same thing with trumas ma'aser. That's 1/10 of the 1/10. You give it to the Levi, and the Levi has to be mafrish a 1/100, 1/10 of the 1/10 to the Kohen. So why don't we say the same thing? It's yours. V'yim karen al kohen. You get the monetary value. Sell it to the Kohanim, and then you'll be able to get the money. Yishlomar, it was so small. Came into Davar Mordu. First of all, it was such a small amount, 1/100th. And there were very few buyers, so you couldn't make so much money off it anyway. The demand was very low. You could only sell it to a Kohen. Tzarech lamocha bezol, she'en la ochlim rubin, takina rabbanan, she'itnet al kohanim. The rabbi said, don't bother the whole headache. Just give it to the Kohan. Okay, continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Rav Chana, Amar Rav Yochan. Ma'idich siv, what is meant by the pasuk in Mishlei? Yiras Hashem tosif yamin. If you fear Hashem, you'll live a long life. Ushnos risharim tiktsarna, but the years of the wicked will be cut off. Yiras Hashem tosif yamin ze migdash rishon. This is a reference to the Kohanim Gedolim that served in the Beis Hamikdash, first Beis Hamikdash. She'amad arba meas ve'esa shanim. The first Beis Hamikdash stood for 410 years. V'lo shimshibo el shimona asar Kohanim Gedolim. There are only 18 Kohen Gadols in the entire first Beis Hamikdash. So do the math. 18 Kohen Gadols in 410 years. That's a pretty good record that they each lasted a very long time. Now, interesting here, the gears of 18 Kohen Gadols, Tosas points out, take a look. Velo Shamu, Velo Shim Shubo, Elo Yud Ches Kohanim Gadolim. 18 Kohen Gadols, that's a problem. If you look at the Psukim in Divrei Hayamim, Aleph, Perek Hey, they count 9 Kohen Gadols who served. So take a look. Riva garis shmona. So the Riva has the girsa 8 instead of 18. The ninth one, it was destroyed right away, so they don't count him. So Riva garis shmona kohanim. Look at the pasuk. Azariah shekim beis asher bana shlomo. Azariah was, they start counting the Kohen Gadols from Aaron, Pinchas, etc. And then when you get to Azariah, it says there, asher kihin mebeis bais asher bana shlomo. Azariah was the first one in the Beis Hamikdash. And then it says, Amariah, Achituv, Tzadok, Shalom, Chilkiah, Azariah, Sariah, Vyot Tzadok. V'hu malach b'higalas Hashem, it's Yehuda. So, some have the girsa 8 instead of 18. However, Tosa says, Amnam, b'chol ha'svorim, uv'sifri parashas pinchas, uv'yusham, b'garsin, yudches. V'nir l'kam girsa svorim, V'tes Kohanim Gedolim Hayu Ad Yod Tzadok. Uskane, there were really 9, including Yod Tzadok, and they also count the assistant Kohen Gadol, like Rabbi Chinna Skana Kohanim. There was the assistant Kohen Gadol, so it was 18 because there was 9 in their assistants. V'tev skani kahuna shemaskinul kalechet skan tachtov harayudches kedashkin v'sof malachim kachashav l'kan gadol skan shlo b'hadi adodi. Okay, different pshatim. Either way, whether they were 8 or 9 or 18, each of them lived a very long time. Each of them served for a very long time. 20 years, 30 years. Probably they didn't appoint them when they were young. And the Gemara continues, Ushnos Rishayim Tiktzarna, and the years of the wicked get cut off. Zem Mikdasheni She'amad Abra Meos Ve'esrim Shana. Second base ministry is 420 years. V'shim Shibo Yosim Yishlosh Meos Kohanim. There were more than 300 Kohen Gadols in the second base Amigdash. And not only that, because they were wicked and they got killed right away. Not only that, same AM, you have to remove from the count of 420. Arbaim Shana Shima Shimon HaTzadik. 40 years that Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol and he was a Tzadik. Ushmonim Shishim Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol served for 80 years. Chazal say he was a Tzadik for the whole time, then he became a Tzduki at the end of his life. But he served for 80 years. So now you're down 120 from the 420, down to 300. Esa Shishim is Yishmael ben Pabi. V'amri la Achasis v'Shishim is Rebeloz ben Charsum. Another 10 or 11. Mikan v'Elech. So what are you left with? 290 for 300 Kohanim Gedolim. Mikan v'Elech Tzeva Chashov Kalechav Ech Lahot Yishnaso. Each one didn't even last a year. They were so wicked, HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed them off. The Kohanim Gedolim in the second base HaMikdash. They didn't even last a year. Unbelievable. Each guy would take the job, even though he saw the other guy died within a year. You see how much the desire for kavod is so strong. It can make 300 people think like, oh, I can do it. And they didn't change their ways. Says the Gemara. So you see the Kohanim were very, very wicked in the second Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa. What an interesting name. Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa. If you take a look at the Tosus Yeshanim, on the bottom of the page, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa, he quotes Bipsikta, the Psikta Rabasi, Mefarish. It's a Psikta Rabasi, in the end of Psikta Rabasi explains why his name was Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa. Mefarish in his Gair Ayidei Para, he converted because of a cow. Ach Sham Ksiv Rabbi Yehuda ben Torasa, whatever it is, Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa. What's the story with the cow? Unbelievable story. Similar to what we had a little while ago in the daf. I think it was in Shkalim. The donkey of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. So what do you have over here with Yochanan ben Torasa? There was a holy pious Jew who, it was the time of the pious Shane. He lost all his money. So he had to sell his cow. So he sells his cow to a guy. And the guy is working great 6 days a week. And then on Shabbos, the cow stops working. So the guy hits him and beats him. The cow won't work on Shabbos. So he brought the cow back to the Jew who sold him and said, hey, you got to give me my money back. This cow refused. He works 6 days a week. One day a week, it doesn't work. So the Jew figured out what was going on. So he whispers in the ear of the cow, listen, buddy, you had a good one. You by me. You didn't have to work on Shabbos. But now I sold you to a guy. You're allowed to go work on Shabbos. You don't have to observe Shabbos anymore. The pasuk lab techa. You know, if your animal doesn't have to rest on Shabbos. So now you belong to a guy, you're allowed to work. So the cow all of a sudden starts working on Shabbos. So the guy was so blown away by this cow, and Gemara said, the psikta says there, the guy who doesn't have a brain, doesn't really think, and he cares about a Kaddish Baruch Hu so much. Me, the guy that I have a brain, I can think I'm not connected to Hashem. So this guy converted, and he was looking to become a big Talmud Chacham, so he converted because of the cow. So they called him Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa because the cow didn't want to work on Shabbos, ain't going to work on Saturday. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa. So it's a Psikta Rabasi Perek Yudalad. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Torasa, Rabbi Yochanan who converted because of the cow. Mipneima Chorva Shilo. Why did the Mishkan and Shilo get destroyed? It's interesting. The Navi doesn't say explicitly that the Mishkan Shilo was destroyed. It just says that there was a war with the Plishtim and the Aron got removed from there. And the two sons of Eli were killed in this war. We're going to talk about them in a minute. The Pneima Chor Vashilo, why was Shilo destroyed? The Pasuk doesn't say. Mipnei Shahoyu Bashnei Dvarim. Gilui Arayos Ubizayon Kadshim. Because there were two things that the Mishkan Shilo that they messed up in. The people were violating Gili Arayos, and they didn't have the proper respect for Karbanos. After 14 years that the Mishkan was in Gilgal, for 369 years the Mishkan was in Shiloh, and there was a house there, it had no roof, and they were Makriv Karbanos there. And Eli HaKohen was in charge, and the two sons of Eli, as Eli got older, were running the show over there. Psukim and Shmuel Aleph discussed that the Aron was taken from Shiloh by the Plishtim, and the two sons of Eli were killed. Says the Gemara, Gili Arayis, how do you know there was Gili Arayis at the time of Mishkan Shiloh? Dichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Beis, Pasuk Chaf Beis, Eli HaKohen was rebuking his sons. Ve'Eli Zakein Ma'od. He was very old, so he couldn't really know what they were doing. Or maybe he didn't realize. V'shamas kol asher yasin banav l'choyso, but finally somebody told him what his kids were doing. V'es asher yishkivun es anoshim atzovus pesach olmod. Sounds like from the Simon B'Shan Pesach that the sons of Eli were sleeping with the women at the entrance to the Ol Moed. They were violating Gilei Arayis, sleeping with people's wives. V'avagav do Omer Rabbi Shmuel by Nachmani Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Kol Omer b'nei Eli chatu. Anyone who said that they violated such a serious innovatious ish, Eino Ela Toa, it's a mistaken, but Mitok Sheshoas Kineim, because they delayed the bird karbanos of the women who came as Yoldos, so they delayed him, they didn't take care of him quickly, so they kept the women from being together with their husbands. The fact that they delayed, they were lazy, and they delayed the karbanos of the women, and they kept the women away from their husbands as if they slept with them. So the Nitziv asks, because they were two bad people that weren't careful, the whole Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the whole Shiloh was destroyed. So he says, no, it says they didn't sin. But the Midrashim say that people were saying this about them. People were saying that they slept with the women. And because people were saying that, we know we have a rule, call out posel b'mumo posel. If that's what was on people's tongues, that they didn't do Gili Arayis. But the people accused them of doing Gili Arayis. That's why the Psukim say they did, because people were saying that about them. And call out posel b'mumo posel. It must be that the people themselves are doing them. The Ben Yoyada further says, if the leaders are doing things that look like Gilei Arayis or smell like Gilei Arayis, that means the people were doing much worse, because the leader has to hold himself to a higher standard. So it shows that the people were being megala Gilei Arayis. Furthermore, in the Ben Yoyada says that the Shiloh was built in the Chelek, the Mishkan Shiloh was built in the Chelek of Yosef, because Yosef was very careful about Gilei Arayis. He didn't sin with Eishes Potiphar. So the whole Mishkan was only in the Schus of Gilei Arayis. And also in the Mishkan Shiloh, you can eat karbanos b'chal haroeh. So they didn't care about bizayon kachim. They also were mevaza kachim. How do you know that? Dechsev, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, gam b'terem yaktiun es achelev. Even before they would bring the chelev on the mizbeach. So the young kohanim would say, uban nar akoin v'amar leish hazovech. Tana basa litzel lakoin, give us the meat already. If you don't give it to us, we'll take it. Just wait. Why don't you wait till you makriv the chelev? You're not allowed to eat it yet. You gotta wait. Take as much as you want. No, give it to me now before we do the burn the fat. I'm going to take it by force. So the Acharonim ask, what do you mean? They did an Aveira. What do you mean is Bizayon Kachim? So the Briska Rav says it's actually not an Aveira. They just don't get the mitzvah of eating karbanos until after the burning of the fats. And they didn't want to get the mitzvah. They'd rather just eat it. So that's the Bizayon HaKachim, that they care just about eating it. They want to get the mitzvah and eat it after the fats were burned. They wanted to grab it earlier. So that's a Bizayon HaKachim. These were the sins that caused Mishkan Shiloh to be destroyed. Continues the Gemara. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Tursa continued. What? So that's why Shiloh was destroyed. What about the Batei Migdash? Migdash Rishim Nei Macharev B'Pei Shloshet Dvarim. First Mishkan was destroyed because of Shayubo Avodazara Gili Arayas Shvichas Damim. It's interesting. The Gemara in Nedarim Pei Aleph says, Alma Avda Haaretz, right? The Navi is saying, why was Mishkan was destroyed? No. It says, Al shelo berchu batorah tchila. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. It doesn't say anything about Gilarayas Avodah Zarah Shvichas Dabim. They didn't make Birchas HaTorah. The Ran explains over there that they weren't Machshiv Torah. They were learning Torah, but they weren't Machshiv Torah enough to make Birchas HaTorah. So what do you mean? Here it says Gilarayas Avodah Zarah Shvichas Dabim, and there it says they didn't make Birchas HaTorah. So the Acharonim explain in one of three ways, all similar pshat. One of three ways. Either they were learning Torah, but had they been Machshiv Torah, the Torah that they were learning, even though they were violating Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayis Shvichas Damim, but had they cared about Torah, either one of three ways. Either the Torah would have brought them to tshuva, had they care about it, or they wouldn't have sinned in the first place, or the Torah they were learning, even though they did sin, would have protected them. The merit of the Chashivas HaTorah would have protected them, that even if they're violating Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayis Shvichas Damim, the Beis HaMikdash wouldn't have been destroyed. There's another Gemara. We'll get to that in a second. So Avodah Zarah Dichsiv. How do you know they were violating Avodah Zarah? Pasuk in Yishayahu. Ki katzar hamatzah mihistareya. That the couch was too short. My katzar hamatzah mihistareya. I'm Rabbi Yonasan. Katzar matzah zeh. The bed was too short. Mehistar lov shnei reim ke'echad. That Hashem had to share the bed with other Avodah Zarahs. God can't exist when there's another Avodah Zarah there. And similarly, this end of the pasuk. And the idol was like a co-wife when it was brought in. Amar Shol Ben Achmeni, Ki Mati Rabbi Yonasan Lahai Korbachim. Rabbi Yonasan got to this pasuk, he used to cry. Amar, Man Dechsiv Beikonis Kaneid Mehayom. It says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he caused the Yamsuf to stand up on its waves. Nasis Lo Masechat Sarah. An idol became his co-wife. Gili Arayis, how do you know Dechsiv Hayom Hashem Yanki Gavim Bino Sion? That the daughters of Tzion, passing in Yishayo, Parakimel, the daughters of Nosian, they were tall. Vatelachna nituyos garon, umisakur seinayim holoch vitofov, telachna uvaraglean teomasna, teochasna. With their legs, they would get Hashem angry. What does it mean? Yanki gavub Nosian, what does it mean? Shayimahalchos arucha betzad kitzara. The tall girls would stand next to the short girls so they would stand out and people would notice them. Vatelachna the two yoskaron, they walked with a haughty head. Shayimahalchas bekom zakufa, they walked in an arrogant way. Derech gaiva, umisakros einayim, davomalion kuchlad einayim. They would put tons of makeup and eyeshadow on the eyes. Haloch v'tafof telachna, shayimahalchas okay b'tzad godel. They would walk like in a strut. They're like a catwalk. The heel was right next to the toe. Also, they would walk, take very small steps, so they would walk slowly. People would notice them. They would put these perfumes in their shoes. Put in the shoes, and they would walk in the markets of Jerusalem. And they would stamp their feet and cause the perfume to go out when they would walk by a young man, and he would be overcome by the taiva of the perfume, and that would cause him to sin. Shvichas damim dichsiv. So again, you see here that on the one hand, you know, men have laws of what they're not allowed to look at. On the other hand, women should not walk around in a way that incites the men also. It takes two to tango. So the laws of tznius are on men what they should and shouldn't be looking at and thinking about. And on the women, the way they shouldn't be dressing and walking and smelling and makeuping. Shvichas damim dichsev. How do you know there was shvichas damim b'zman b'yisheni b'yisrishon dichsev pasuk in Malachim Beis v'gam dam naki shafach menash harbe mod adashem milayes yishalayim pelepe mouth to mouth. There was blood. From one person to the other, the entire Jerusalem was filled with blood. Avol Migdash Sheni, but what was in the second Beis Hamikdash? Shayo Oskim Batorah VeMitzvos Gemilas Chasadim. And it sounds like they were not doing Avodah Zarah, Gilei Rayis Shvichas Damim. They were learning Torah, performing mitzvahs, doing Gemilas Ben Machar. Why was it destroyed? Mipnei Shehoyse Bo Sinas Chidam. There was baseless hatred. Hatred hating people is connected, is as bad as the Gimel Averis HaChamuris Avodah Zarah Gilurah Shvichas Damim. Interesting. And which Beis HaMikdash was destroyed for longer? Right? The one Beis HaMikdash, the Gilurah Ras Avodah Shvichas Damim, was sins against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was only 70 years. But the one that was sin, that was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, we're still in that Churban. And Rabbi Yochanan Mikozhmir writes that just like it was destroyed with Sinas Chinam, it's going to be rebuilt with Avas Chinam. The Gemara of Bava Metzia Daf Lamed Amud Aleph says that why was the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Shehamidu dineim al din Torah velo danu lifnim mishuras hadin. The Gemara there says that that it's because they judged everything very specifically and they didn't give people the benefit of the doubt. They didn't judge lefnim mishuras hadin. They didn't go above and beyond. They judged by the letter of the law and they didn't go lefnim mishuras hadin. They didn't go above and beyond. So Tosus there asks, what do you mean our Gemara says sinas chinam for the second Beis HaMikdash? So Tosus says zev zeh goyim was both. The Acharonim explained that since we didn't go lefnim mishuras hadin, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go with us lefnim mishuras hadin. He judged us by the letter of the law, and therefore sinas chinam is what ended up destroying it. Says the Gemara, Rishayim Hayu. Now these people were wicked. And going back to the first Beis HaMikdash, they were wicked at Avodah Zarah Gilurah Shvichas Damim, but they thought they had bitachon. These people they said it was, don't forget, it was the first Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy his house. Come on. First Beis HaMikdash, he built his house. They had bitachon. They wouldn't punish them. Asar and LeMikdash Rishon. Right, that's talking about the first Beis HaMikdash. Tichsiv. Right, the Navi Micha is rebuking the people. Rasha b'shochad yishbotu. The leaders are accepting bribes. The Kohanim b'mechir yoru, and the Kohanim were accepting money to pass in the way people wanted them. Unaviyeh b'kesef yiksomu. The Naviim were taking money. Va'al Hashem yishan lemar. But they're going to rely on Hashem. Alo Hashem b'kibeinu lo savo leinu ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Beis HaMikdash. He's not going to destroy his house. Lefika chevi alein HaKadosh Baruch Hu shelosh gzeros keneged shelosh averos shebiyadam. So there were three averos. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, b'shochad yishpotu b'mechir yoru b'kesef yiksomu. Right, the judges and the kohanim and the neviim. Shenemar lachin b'glalchem tzion sada teicharesh. Because of you, Tzion is going to be plowed over. Psukim in Micha. The Yushalayim, Ayin Tia, it will be destroyed. Harabayis Labamos Yar. So the three Gzeros, Keneged, the three Averis. Says the Gemara, Uvimigdash Rishon, Lo Haya Basin Aschinam. There was no Sin Aschinam in the first Beis HaMikdash, Vaksiv. Megure El Cherev Hayu Es Ami Lachin Svok Al Yarech, Vamar Rabbi Lazar, Elu Bnei Adam. She'ochen v'shosen zem zeh, v'dokrin zeh zeh, b'charavos shebelashonam. People who were part of a community, they would stab each other with their tongues. They would say lashon hara, verbal abuse, make fun of each other. Cherev. Right? Megure el cherev. They had sharp tongues. Answers the Gemara, Hahi b'nesiye Yisrael havoi. It was the leaders that had sharp tongues, not the general Klal Yisrael. Tichsiv, Zoak v'hilel ben Adam, ki hi hoisa ba'ami, v'tanya, Zoak v'hilel ben Adam, yochol akol tamad lomar, hi b'chol nesiye Yisrael. The end of the pasuk says it was the Nesim that were like that, so it wasn't a reason for the Churban. The Gemara gives other differences between the first Beis HaMikdash and the second. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Darim Tarvayu, Rishonim, the people lived in the first Beis HaMikdash, Shenizgala Avonim, their Averis were clear, Nizgala Kitzim, so the end was clear also, 70 years. Achronim, the people in the second Beis HaMikdash, Lo Nizgala Avonim, it wasn't so clear, they were Rishonim in hiding, Lo Nizgala Kitzim. We don't know when the end is going to be. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Tova Tziporon shall rishonim mikreisan shel acharonim. The toughest people, Baal HaVeir, in the first Beis HaMikdash, were better than the softest. Kreisan is the belly, the soft area. Tziporon is the fingernails, hard. The belly is soft. The toughest guys from first Beis HaMikdash were tzaddikim, greater than the softest and the worst guys, than the best, right? The nastiest of the first Beis HaMikdash were more righteous than the sweetest and the softest of the second Beis HaMikdash. This is the concept of Yiridas HaDoros, that as the generations go further, people get worse and worse. Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish said, Adarabo, Achronim Adife, the later generations are better. Afal Gav, De'ika Shibud Malchios, because they had it worse, nevertheless, Ka'aski B'Torah. Amar Leih, Rabbi Yochanan disagreed with his Talmud Chavar Reish Lakish. Bira Tochich, just look at the Beis HaMikdash. Shechazra L'Rishon V'Lachazra L'Achronim. The Beis HaMikdash came back for the first, after 70 years. But for the later generation, it did not come back. So you see, there was a Yiridas HaDoros. People got worse.
And Rabbeinu, I'm sorry. The Gemara Pesachim says, Shiva Dorm Mischasra B'nei Adam, Ma Shalibo Shel Chaveiro. What's in a person's heart about his friend is Mischasra. It's never going to be revealed. So it's part of like a neat, it's like a natural thing. So why are we punished in the second Beis HaMikdash for not revealing how we feel about our friends and not being open about how we feel about them? It's something that's like not a practical, real thing.
Not sure. Some have a different shot. What it means, it was hidden. Gila ma ira pronosim. It doesn't mean that it was niskal. It means that we knew what it was. Not that they hid it, but we didn't really know. Didn't say explicitly. I don't know. So Reish Lakish says, the Gemara continues. Shalu as Rabbi Elazar, Rishonim Gedolim, Achronim Gedolim. Who is greater, the earlier generations or the later generations? Amar Lahem, Tenu Einechem Babir. Just take a look at the Beis HaMikdash. One of them came back, the earlier generations came back, the later one didn't come back. Ikada Amre, Amar Lahem, Eidechem Bira. The Beis HaMikdash are the Eidim about this, that it came back for the earlier generations, but it didn't come back for the later generations. Reish Lakish have sache biardena. Reish Lakish was swimming or washing himself in the Jordan River. Also, Rabbi Bar Barchana, Yoav LaYoda. Rabbi Barchana came and gave him a hand, assistance to get out. Amalei, Reish Lakish said to Rabbi Barchana, Elaha. Either this means he swore, or Elaha sanina luchu. Either I swear that I hate the Babylonians, or Hashem hates the Babylonians. You Babylonians. Rabbi Barbachana was a Babylonian. He said, why didn't you make Aliyah in the times of Ezra? We wouldn't have had to have a Churban. Dechsev, imchoma hi nivne ala tiras kesef. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Im delas hi notzor alo loch arez. They explain like this. Im asis matzlechem kachoma. A choma has the stones are right next to each other. Va'alisem kulchem bimei Ezra. Had everybody come up from Golos during the time of the rebuilding of Bayis Sheni, during the times of Ezra, nimshaltem kakesef she'ein rekev sholipo. It never would have been destroyed. The Shechina would have been there. And we wouldn't have been lacking the Shechina in the second Beis HaMikdash. Achshev she'alisem kidlosos. Now that you came up like doors, part open and put one door open, one door closed, that not all of Klai Yisrael came back, right? The Navi says only the lowlives came back during this. Like the fourth parak in Kedushin, the first Mishnah says the Mamzerim and the Nesinim and that's who came back, but the fat cats stayed back in Bavel. So you only came up halfway, like a door. Nimshaltim ke'eretz sharekav sholipo. So you're no longer like silver; you're like a cedar tree that can rot, and you didn't have a Shechina in there. The Shechina, the presence of the Shechina, was not in the second Beis HaMikdash. The Aron wasn't there. Says Gemara, my Erez, in what way is it like a cedar? Amaula, sas magor, like the worms that rot, cause the cedar to rot. My sas magor, in what way is it worms? Amar Rabbi Amma, baskol. that they lost real nevuah, and all they had in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash was baskol, kedesanya, mishemesu neviim ha'achronim chagei Zechariah Malachi, when the last of the prophets died, nistalka ruach ha'kodesh misrav, ha'adayin ha'im mishtamishim bebaskol. So, from the hashras hashchina of the Mikdash, all they had was a little bit of nevuah like baskol. So it was compared to the worms that ate away most of the inside of the cedar tree and just left the shell. Says the Gemara, V'Rish Lakish Mimishtai Bade, did Rish Lakish really talk to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Bade Rabbi Bar Chana? Umar Rabbi Elazar, Demar Adar Yisrael Hava, Rabbi Elazar was the greatest in all of Israel. V'lo Hava Mishtai Rish Lakish Bade, Rish Lakish didn't speak to him. Why? Demand Mishtai Rish Lakish Bade Beshuk, because anyone Rish Lakish used to talk to in the marketplace, Yahavala Iska Belo Sahadi, people would do business with him without witnesses. Because Rish Lakish was very careful who he spoke to. Bade Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Hava Mishtai. So you think he would have spoken to Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Rav Papa, Shadi Gavra Bina. You're right. It must have been different people. It must have been different people with the story. Oh, Rish Lakish Hava Uziri. Maybe it was Ziri helped him, who was a big, big tzaddik. Oh, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Hava, really, Rish Lakish wasn't part of the story at all. It was Rabbi Bar Bar Chana of Rabbi Lazar was the one who was washing. He also climbed to Rabbi Yochanan. When Rish Lakish came before Rabbi Yochanan, he told him about this story. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan said, no, Lav Haim Tam, you got the reason wrong. That's not why you didn't have Shechina in the base, second base Hamikdash. Inami Sliku Kulu, even if all of Klal Yisrael had gone up and built the second base Hamikdash in the days of Ezra, Bimei Ezra, Lo Havi Shari Shechina B'Mikdash Sheni, still there wouldn't have been Shechina in the second base Hamikdash. Dechsiv, Pasuk says in Parshas Noach, Yaft Elokim Li Yefes, but V'yishkon Ba'ole Shem. Yefes will be beautiful, but Hashem will only reside in the tents of Shem. Even though the second Beis Hamikdash, which will be built by the Persians, which were the children of Yefes, and that's going to be very beautiful. But the Yishkon, the Shechina, is only going to be in the first Beis Hamikdash, which was built by Shlomo HaMelech, who came from the generation of Shem. How do we know that Pras, the Persians, who built the second Beis Hamikdash, came from Yefes? Tachsiv, Pasukim say over there, B'nei Yefes. Gomer umagog umadai v'yavan v'suvalo meshech v'siras. Gomer ze Germania, Magog ze Kandia, Madai zu Macedonia, Macedonians, Yavan is the Greeks, kemashmo, Tuval ze base onaiki, meshech zu susia, Tiras, pligi bar Rabbi Simon, Rabban of Amila, Rabbi Simon, Rabban and chad amar ze base trike, the chad amar zu paras, that they were the Persians that came from Yefes, Tari Rav Yosef, Tiras, zu Paras, they built the base of English. Gentlemen, have a wonderful day, and we'll see you, Bez Hashem, tomorrow morning at 7:05.
Have a good day, morning.
Thank you.